Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jux coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Jux. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Joining us in about 2 hours, Mike Rizzo from your Washington Nationals. Things are not good in Nats land right now. They are in the midst of a 10-game losing streak. That is the second longest losing streak in the majors in 2025. Only the Athletics have a longer streak. They lost 11 games earlier season.
It'd be one thing if it was just the 10-game losing streak, but it's a 10-game losing streak with some terrible teams in there, and it's been an up-and-down season to boot,
right,
on the heels of, you know, like the fifth or sixth year of trying to get this thing going again. The thing that's really unfortunate, I feel bad about, is that they were just 30-33, and you thought they were making strides, and then they go in the swoon, and now it's just like it's untenable. It's actually gotten to a point where it's untenable. So I threw out a poll.
Yeah.
What's the best option for the Nats today? Fire Davey, fire a coach/coaches, fire Riz, or force the learners to sell? You care to guess what the number one option is?
I retweeted it, and I said, I think the option that's going to win ultimately is fire Davey. But I think coming in second is going to be forcing the learners to sell. Now, you can't force them to sell.
Understood, but it's just a hypothetical.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that comes in second.
I would say the leader is fire Davey.
The leader is force the learners to sell.
Oh, wow.
There's more frustration with the learners.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, it's not even really particularly close. 54%.
Yeah.
Okay? In a decent number of votes in just like 10 minutes, like over 225 votes. In 2 minutes, or, you know, 10 minutes. Fire Davey, second, at 30%, okay? So 83% want to either force the learners to sell or fire Davey. Fire a coach at 9%. Actually, the fan base is
pro-Riz.
Fairly supportive of Riz, or at least in terms of anything that's going to change anything right now. Like, if you fire Riz right now, go ahead, but it's not going to change the product on the field tomorrow, right? So that's only 6%.
Wow.
Only 6% say the best option for the Nats today is to fire Mike Rizzo. Now, fire Davey, 31%.
Well, I just look at, you know, they've lost 10 straight. They got two more with the Rockies. but if they lose these next two, they got to go out west and play the Dodgers for three.
Mm-hmm.
And look, when the Dodgers came here, I think they beat them maybe at least once.
Right.
I can't remember if that was a 3 or 4-game series. I have to go back and look at the schedule. But then they got to play the Padres out there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they've got to go play the Angels. Then they've got to play Detroit here. I mean, it's pretty good teams over the next 12 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And at 30-43 now, it's gonna be hard, based on how they're playing, it's going to be hard to get them to 60, 65 wins.
Yeah, it's not looking optimistic for that 70 plus number.
I think that 70 plus number is done.
It's just that ship has sailed.
I think it's Dunsky.
But when they were 30-33, it was golden.
Well, I told Kicks, I said, love my bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because they were playing much better.
Yeah.
Now, look, maybe they go out west and they start playing better baseball and they kind of shock us, but based on how they're playing, can you envision that?
It's a tough thing to kind of bank on.
Correct.
When they've lost 10 straight and those losses are coming at the hands of the Marlins and the Rockies.
Yes.
That's what makes it so brutal.
It's pretty galling.
Because you always said, all right, this is a tough swoon, but now we're going to get some dubs.
Right.
And then to the kind of the way it happened last night, too, you know, like in a lifeless park, just giving up dinger after dinger, the booing.
I mean, the seventh inning was a
humiliating loss. Let's be honest. Like, there's no way to sugarcoat what happened last night
in
Nats Park.
It was pretty bad. Problem is, how, you know, there weren't that many people there.
Hey, look, if you're one of the few that were at Nats Park, you're welcome to call us at 800-636-1067 and tell us about what the mood was like in the ballpark. Couldn't have been great.
I'll be honest, I have been taken aback by the number of people that are super pissed about it. Like, I have been, I've been kind of surprised.
Well, yeah. I think apathy.
Well, they're probably
just
tired of it.
Apathy has shifted now to anger.
Yeah.
It's now, it's turned the corner at this point.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of apathy. And there's been a lot of post-World Series hangover, but that's all gone. All the good grace,
the honeymoon is over.
Way gone.
Much like, as a Caps fan, I love the fact they won the Stanley Cup in 2018, but I kind of want to get back there at this point.
But at least they're still signing big-name players.
Right.
And they're not trying to go into the basement and rebuild. Mm-hmm. They're still trying to stay up top of their division and make the playoffs every year. And Washington clearly isn't doing that.
Right. And it's not a fair comparison, because in hockey they churn through coaches like you do breakfast and toilet paper. But the Caps, since Trotz won the cup, right, they've had, what, three coaches?
Reardon,
Laviolette, and now they're on the third.
Carbs.
Right?
Yep.
And that was 1 year before the Nats.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nats were still riding Davey.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say Davey's a bad manager, but it's just usually that these runs don't go that long, especially when you suffer losing like this.
Right. I mean, three managers have already been fired this year.
Yeah.
On bad teams.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of waiting for it.
And look, if Rizzo thinks that Davey has just lost the clubhouse and lost the team, it's not like the Lerners are going to have to pay him a bunch of dough. He's only paid through the end of this season.
Yeah.
His deal runs out at the end of 2025.
Yeah. And I also threw out there earlier, and Valdez, it seemed like he was kind of maybe in sync with me. I wonder if part of the reason why nothing's happened is because the Lerners aren't really pressuring him. Because the Lerners clearly are okay with losing because they're not spending any money.
No, I think it's something worth exploring.
A viable theory.
I think it's a viable theory that
why nothing has been done.
That there's apathy at the highest.
Right.
Wrong.
Right. They're spending no money, so they expect to lose. So, and they don't want to pay to fire people. They don't want to pay to hire new people.
They're just, you know,
wait. They're just waiting for that offer.
Well, they like the check that comes in.
They're waiting until they put together a team that's worth investing in.
They don't think they're worth investing in.
And it's almost impossible for them to compete at the limited payroll. When you just look in their division, they have three teams that are in the top eight in Major League Baseball payroll in their division.
Right. They got no
Mets,
chance.
The Phillies and the Braves.
Correct. They got no chance.
And I know Drab's going to come in with his argument that smaller market teams, they can make it happen. They can make the playoffs. But that's, I think, if everything goes right scouting-wise and all of your signings tend to hit, and to play out the way you expect them to, that hasn't happened here.
Man,
and it's frustrating. But I understand why they are where they are. When they're spending $70 million on players on the field, and the Phillies are spending $270 million, and the Mets are spending $320 million, I understand why those teams have better records. Because they have better players.
Usually happens that way.
And they're spending more money.
The other thing is, and Drabby talked about this, and I know when I was watching a broadcast last night that Karp and those guys were saying too, the fans also would like to see, you know, give us a Billy Martin moment. Get out there and give us an Earl Weaver moment. I'm bringing up old school guys. Let's go out there. Let's kick a home plate. Get some dirt on home plate.
Yeah.
Let's pick up first base and toss it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, grab second base and run into the dugout with it. Let's do something.
It's not even
to try to fire the boys up.
I mean, especially maybe after you spit in your player's face publicly, show them that you have your back. I mean, I understand this is turning very quickly on Davey. I mean, just a couple days ago, I don't think you guys really felt like he should be fired. Now I feel like you guys are seeing.
I'm not saying that he should be fired. I'm just saying it's reached a point where something has to happen.
It's an untenable situation.
Yes.
And partly
probably should be something.
This can't continue. Yeah, I think everyone is aware. Like this, you just can't continue losing 13 of 15 games, 10 in a row,
right?
And being embarrassed while you're doing it.
If you keep doing that, you're just saying to everybody, your fan base, everybody, that this is acceptable,
right?
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not to the fans, but it might be the Lerners. Might not. I'm telling you, they may not care.
Well, I think Mark Lerner cares. I don't think the rest of the Lerners care because it's been public. There's a rift there as far as selling the team and the involvement with the team on a day-to-day basis.
There's a lot of decision makers.
There's a lot of moving parts there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But it's also happened quickly. I mean, this hasn't been months and months and months of them.
I know that's what I'm. I'll be honest, that's what I'm personally struggling with, because they were 30-33. I keep bringing it up. They had what? Did they sweep the Mets? You know, earlier in the season, they had a few really good series, and then it just all bottomed out. Oh, went away, like overnight. Like it's incredible how the worm turns if you're not careful.
Well, that's what happened with Hyde, though. I mean, the O's went on a horrific losing streak, and they're like, well, we got to do something.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Drab. I'm just saying it's shocking. It's kind of shocking to me. Shocking to me that they're in this position.
Well, remember,
they weren't supposed to be good.
Yeah.
No, but you were expecting them to be better.
I expected to win 70 games or so, and then when they were 30-33, literally, I remember saying, wow, They're close, because it was right after the article which attacked Riz, attacked the minor league system, attacked everything. They kind of responded, and you're like, you know what? They need players, but they don't need a ton. Now you just feel like they need everything.
They went through a stretch where they didn't sweep the Mets.
James Wood and nothing else.
They didn't sweep the Mets. They split with the Mets, but they won two against the Mets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they went up to Baltimore and swept them, and they scored a bunch of runs. Then they took two out of – actually, they only played two against the Braves, and they won both of those.
Right.
And then they went out west, and they scored a billion runs in those four games in Seattle and Arizona. We thought, okay.
That's when
they were two games under 500 after that little stretch. And that's when fans started saying, okay, all right, they're putting something together here. Wood looks like a star. Abrams was playing well. Pitchers were obviously doing a much better job, but then they just hit this swoon. And
it's just so weird.
It started with that Texas.
The bottom fell out.
It started with that Texas series.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they got shut out and they lost 4-2. They scored two runs and then they went on a string where they just couldn't score runs.
But there's no question, at least the fans that are listening to this show, the number one thing they want to happen is the Learners to sell the team. That's the number one. And, of course, we have no control over that. Nobody has control over that.
Right.
They tried to sell and they couldn't get an offer that they wanted. But nobody can make himself.
You're Mark Lerner. Like, why are you just still holding on at this point? You're 71. You've had well-documented health issues.
Well, he loves it. I get it. He loves it. But he doesn't have maybe controlling interest, or he's got siblings.
If he loves it, pour a little more money into the product.
But he can't
make the product better.
Apparently, it's not up to him. If it probably was up to him, maybe he would.
Isn't he the managing partner? Is he the owner of the team?
Yeah, but he's got to consult with those other guys.
There's a lot of family members that are part owners. Right. Have you ever seen the photo of ownership?
I would overrule all of them.
Wow.
Not sure
I think it's, you know I think it's easier
not
said
sure
than done.
I would stage a coup.
Yeah.
Okay? I would take all the power away from them somehow. I don't know how that would work. And then I would actually spend some of the money that I've got in the vault on the team that I allegedly lost.
Like I said, I think it's easier said than done. I don't think it's that easy to do.
I'm sure it's not that easy.
And
or
maybe
else he would have done it already.
And maybe he isn't the one who wants to spend the money. Maybe he's the one who wants to get that offer.
Yeah.
He wants that $2.3 billion offer that's not coming in.
If it's not coming in, then it's not worth what you think it's worth. Take a little less and just ride off into the sunset and let somebody who's willing to spend more money on the team come in and own the team.
What if he wants it just because he likes having it in his portfolio? He likes going to the games? Be damned. Everyone else be damned. It's his toy.
I just
the Learners are rich.
I know they're rich. I'm well aware.
They're not barely owning the team.
I'm well aware of their net worth.
They're rich.
It's in the multiple billions. I know what their net worth is.
Yeah.
Trust me, I like to get into people's pockets. It's kind of my thing.
All right, let's go to Rick. Rick, what's up?
What's up, guys? How are we doing this morning?
Hey, Rick.
Good.
Good morning.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I live in Connecticut, but D.C. is not a small market, right? I've been a Redskin fan for whole life, 50 years.
It's a
top 10 market.
It's a top 10 market.
Right. So up here, if the Mets and the Yankees were on a 10-game losing streak, the world will fall off its axis.
Mm-hmm.
it's just like an accepted thing down there. I don't understand how the feet aren't held more to the fire. Davey, I mean,
fans are starting to be an uprising now. Like, the fans are pissed.
It wouldn't kill Davey to go out on one of these pitches that are 3 inches off the plate and just get tossed. And just start some fire under the team a little bit. Anything, a heartbeat, anything.
Yeah.
I've been following this account on Twitter, Sleepers National account.
Yeah.
This guy's got some great posts. And he's in a Twitter war right now with this Franson guy. This Franson guy says it's a good at-bat when the guy fouls the ball off to third base. You know, he pops up to third and he'll go on for 10 minutes about what a great at-bat it is.
Uh-huh.
I just don't understand the acceptance of a team that's mired in mediocrity, that spends no money. There needs to be some, you know, hold them accountable. The mm-hmm. season ticket holders need to hold them accountable. It's turning into a joke.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
yeah,
thank you, Rick. I appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy.
It is a joke. All you got to do is look at the seats and how many empty seats there are.
Yeah. There are a lot of those. The fans are speaking with their wallets at this point over the last few games. Now, part of it is weather-related, the fact that the Rockies are in town, but it's also the fact that the Nats have dropped 10 straight games. Like, that's becoming an issue with the fans. They don't want to pay for a bad product. And I don't blame them. How can you blame them?
You go and buy $17 beers and watch 10 straight losses?
All right, don't forget Mike Rizzo is going to join us coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. When we come back, we'll get into the Commanders. There's a reporter predicting a massive payday coming up for Terry McLaurin. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.